Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to talk about case 22 in the Mumun Khan, and it's referred to as Kashyapa's flagpole. Before I read the koan itself, just a little explain a couple of things, who the characters are and a couple of the words that are used in it. So Kashyapa was the Buddha's first Dharma successor, and his insight is recorded and used as a koan in number 6 koan in the Mumun Khan. And I think I've talked about this before, it was probably a while ago, but in that koan, the Buddha holds up and twirls a single flower. And in the instant that he does that, amongst the whole crowd of people there, Kashyapa gets it. Right? He has the direct experience of enlightenment. So that's the Kashyapa that's mentioned in this koan, who is the first successor to the Buddha. Now, in this koan also, they mention a brocade robe. And what the brocade robe is, it's symbolic of the transmission from one teacher to the next. So a little bit of background about Ananda. Well, let me read this first. So the case or the koan goes like this. Ananda asked Kashyapa, in all earnestness, the world-honored one transmitted the brocade robe to you. What else did he transmit to you? And Kashyapa called out, Ananda! And Ananda replied, yes, master. And after that response, Kashyapa says to him, knock down the flagpole at the gate. So you have this interchange between Kashyapa, the first Dharma successor of the Buddha, and Ananda, who I'm going to talk a little bit about. Ananda was a first cousin of the Buddha, and he came to the Sangha of people that followed the Buddha, a while after the Buddha had been teaching. And Ananda was brilliant. He was an extremely intelligent monk. And he also had the most incredible memory. He could remember every word of every teaching that the Buddha gave. So he became part of that Sangha, and he sat with that Sangha. And then eventually, over time, the Buddha died. And so after the Buddha's death, all of the enlightened members of the Sangha got together and they met. And the intention of their meeting was to figure out, to decide how to keep transmitting all the teachings of the Buddha. And so they realized that the best place to start was to compile all these teachings. And, of course, the best person to help them do this is Ananda, who had been all along in his mind compiling these sutras. However, only enlightened beings could attend this meeting, and so Ananda could not attend. Now, this is a little bit of a side story, but it sounds sort of crazy that just because Ananda wasn't enlightened, he wouldn't be invited to this meeting. But that's the way the story goes. So Ananda decided to devote himself to Zazen so that he could come and share the teachings of the Buddha. And so while he was in intense meditation over a number of weeks, he encountered Kashyapa, who was in this koan. So again, this is the interaction between them. Ananda asked Kashyapa in all earnestness, the world-honored one transmitted the brocade robe to you. What else did he transmit to you? And Kashyapa answered the question by saying, Ananda. And Ananda replied, yes, master. And then Kashyapa said to him, knock down the flagpole by the gate. Now, in front of monasteries, there is a pole, and it is a flagpole, and they run up a flag every time a teacher is going to give a teisho. So that's where the flagpole comes into play here. So what is it that Ananda is seeking, right? He knows that the transmission took place. He knows that the brocade robe was passed on. But he asks, what else did he transmit? So this is this intelligent man wanting to feed the part of himself that is filled with knowledge, Like, what else? Like, what secret, what else can I add on to this wealth of knowledge that I have that took place in this transmission? So here he is, and he's seeking to add on to his knowledge, this already brilliant monk. And Kashyapa responds to Ananda by saying, Ananda. Ananda replies, yes, master. So it's an interesting answer to the question that Ananda was asking. What else did he transmit? So, you know, I've talked about the number of teachers who have been enlightened by the sound of the distant temple bell. Right? They've progressed in their sitting so that they're ripe. And then the bell rings. And in that moment, there's awakening. Right? Just that sound. Well, that's what Ananda, Kashyapa says, Ananda. And Kashyapa responds, yes, master. That Ananda, that yes, master, is the universe. Kashyapa was offering Ananda the universe. It was a gift that he was presenting to him. He wasn't answering his question about secrets of the transmission. He was offering him much more. He was offering him the universe. Right this. And Ananda misses it. So Kashyapa, in great compassion, says to Ananda, knock down the flagpole at the gate. And in that moment, he awakens. He has insight. And knocking down the flagpole means let go of all the teachings. Let go of all your ideas. And in that moment, that's what happened. So what this case is about the relationship between Kashyapa and Ananda and the teaching that Kashyapa provided to Ananda that ultimately offered him the opportunity to awaken. You know, and Kashyapa didn't give him awakening. He was just a facilitator. The awakening came from Ananda. And that's indicative of a student-teacher relationship. You don't go to Daisan, or you don't meet with the teacher, and the teacher says, here it is, and hands it to you. It's something that happens, and it's beyond intellect. It's beyond brilliance. It's beyond having a terrific memory. So I just to give a couple of examples, how does that apply in our life? And I was thinking about how, I don't remember how this came up, but I was thinking about how people talk to each other and how in so many cases, the people are very poor listeners. If somebody comes to you and wants to talk about something, how often is there the inclination to offer, you know, what we think about it or what our knowledge is about it and give advice, right? And that's in some way, really, those questions are about us. Right? We want affirmation. We want acknowledgement for the person who is contributing. We want to feel good about ourselves because we have passed on some kind of information. Well, this koan is saying, shut up. And listen, just listen. You don't have to give your knowledge. You don't have to give your smarts, your intellect. You just have to listen, right? And that listening is that, right? So what I'm saying is, when we engage somebody, when we have a relationship with somebody, to have the best relationship possible, we need to knock down the flagpole. And each of us has our own flagpoles. But anyway, to be complete as a human being, we have to keep knocking down the flagpole. Then another thing, I was thinking about how in our culture, the affirmation of ourselves to be, or completion of ourselves, is very materialistic. You know, how often, you know, do people seek wealth, the best car, the most knowledge, seeking enlightenment, peace of mind, power, all those things which are external are the things that we seek to accumulate to validate who we are. And we do this as a culture. So what does the culture need? It needs a flagpole. And it needs a flagpole that we as a culture, not just as individuals, keep knocking down, keep knocking down. Letting go of all these things that we are attached to that cause us suffering. Knock down the flagpole. So if you have a flagpole handy, do your best to knock it down. Thank you.